irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
From Under the Rock Studios in Los Angeles, California, this is The Strange Chameleon Show, a podcast with style, soul, and sarcasm, along with laughter, love, and listen! Follow them now on iTunes. I promise, you won't, I mean you will be entertained.
Welcome to the Strange Chameleon Show.
Welcome. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you. Oh, what a great show we have for you.
We are going to dive into later on a new game show.
Yes, we are. Yeah, that should be interesting.
I've wondered what celebrities might sound like if they did a karaoke song for another celebrity.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Well, that's later down the road. More important topics, though.
More importantly, I deleted my Twitter account.
Ah, I don't think that's very important. But, okay.
Yeah.
Why did you delete your Twitter?
I don't know. You know what? Twitter, I do know, actually. Twitter is virtually dead. There's hardly any activity on Twitter. And it's really a dying social media platform. Now, there can be, I know someone, several people who have thousands of followers on their Instagram, and they get like hundreds of likes on their photos. And then on Twitter, it's like one like, because it goes to show you that not many people are on Twitter.
So okay.
It's just really...
It's starting to die down a little bit, huh?
It is.
And yeah.
Why? I don't know. But I don't really think that it was meant to ever last long. Because, you know, it does a lot of the things that a Facebook profile will do.
Right.
Are you okay?
No,
are
I'm fine. I don't know. For some reason, this microphone's like moving around all crazy. But I got it under control.
Alive?
I thought there was an earthquake or something.
No, there's no earthquake. Not yet.
I didn't feel anything.
Not yet, at least.
Excuse me.
Well, yeah. So I feel already like 5 pounds lighter.
Okay.
Since deleting my Twitter account. And I don't really care for it. And I don't think I'm alone. It seems like a lot of other people out there don't really care for it. Since activity on Twitter seems to just be very, very seldom.
Yeah. Ever since Trump created a Twitter account, I think people just started dying down and be like, I don't want to use it anymore. When the president starts to use it, it kind of just kills it.
You think there's a correlation there?
I think so. Mm. It kind of just started slowing down ever since he used it, even though he kind of hypes it up.
Yeah.
But
he should be their spokesperson.
Yeah. There you go. To try to like promote it back up or something.
I don't know if that's going to go well, but yeah, he definitely, he's a user for sure.
Yeah.
And but you know what? Twitter has also proven to be sort of like a curse for some people. You know, people have lost their careers over certain tweets, and it's all that just...
That's true.
It's... You don't
Roseanne.
Really think... Right. Okay. Yeah. One of the most recent ones. But people don't really think about what they're going to post.
Right.
It's like, it's just... Oh, wow.
So wow, a lot of activity going on.
All right.
There's a party in the studio, baby. Yeah.
Well, anyhow, yeah, well, I actually wrote a blog about this.
Did
you? And it's on alltherealparts.com.
.com, okay.
That's where you guys can check it out. And it's under the title, Is Social Media Killing Us? You know?
Slowly, I think it
slowly
is.
Slowly but surely, right?
Yeah.
Oh, there goes that pink lady.
There's the pink lady.
The original famous pink lady of Hollywood.
Yeah.
She left the building.
She has her hair just dyed pink. She wears pink.
Yes.
It's amazing. Yeah.
You've actually, had some interaction with her in the past.
Yeah, that's I don't think she remembers me, but I'm sure, pretty sure she kind of recognizes some of the people I used to work with. You know, you know, did a lot of filming and photography.
Yeah, for sure.
Still currently do, but I work for some companies that some people in the biz that we interacted with her. She actually got an award like years ago regarding something, but it was cool. Something cool that she did.
I know that last year she was featured on the SAG-AFTRA magazine as she got an award for seniors in performing or something of that nature.
We might want to get the exact fact. Yeah, we'll look into that.
Because
yeah.
I don't want to give any fake news right out on this platform. We'll get back to you on that. But
yeah, for sure.
Anyhow, yes, I wrote a blog. So going back to the deleted social media.
Yeah, column. Please enlighten me with that.
Well, okay.
Come on.
And it seems like the likes can't come along without the hate. You know, sort of like a mechanical catch 22. It's an odd thing. Luckily, I never really had that problem. No, wait a minute. Yes, I have. So on Twitter, you know, a lot of people like to comment certain things, right? And so sometimes when you go ahead and comment, others can, they don't really take it as a discussion. It's more of an argument. And immediately there's a lot of back and forth. And
backlash.
So on Twitter, I've definitely had those moments where someone called me a dumbass.
What?
For no good reason. Yeah. And ironically, his profile read, it was a guy and his profile read that he was a Marine. So I don't know what they teach them down
yeah, what's
Camp
going on with
Pendleton,
that?
But
yeah, that's...
We might have to go and ask them what...
Strange okay. Chameleon Show experience. Take a trip over to Camp Pendleton. Hey, which one of these dumbasses called
Strange a dumbass?
Strange a dumbass.
Yeah, it was really weird, but
how rude.
It was rude.
Yeah.
Yeah. I responded, but not in a rude way. It was more like a smart response. Forgot what I said.
Yeah. Probably something smart.
Something smart. But anyhow, for more in depth on what's going on, there is a blog about this and social media killing us. Check it out on alltherealparts.com.
Which you should see a link, and you will see a link.
Yeah, you go to alltherealparts.com. I'm under the column Mariella Talks.
Right.
Yes. You know, you're being watched right now.
Facebook Live, baby. What's going on?
So you can no longer throw those signs that you... like to do. Yeah, you can.
I can't do that.
Can't throw gang signs anymore.
Well, I just did.
Oh, well.
What's up? What's up? Don't make me crawl over that table there.
Someone might come to the studio asking, where are you from?
I know, huh?
Where are you from? Under the Rock.
Under the Rock Studios, baby. No.
Well, yesterday... switching gears, we were around this area and we saw what was it, a car, an Uber driver with the license plate that read Uber guy. Is that
Uber
right
guy
name?
Yeah, and I remember you were saying something that you know an Asian man who is committed to Uber. And he's like the Uber guy. He's been on television.
Why does he have to be Asian?
I'm just saying he just happens to be Asian, but he's a popular Asian Uber guy.
Oh, I don't know if he's Asian.
Those were the words that you said to me.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. You're like, this Asian guy, he's famous for being an Uber driver. Everybody loves him because
Everybody
he's Asian.
Him. No, so there is an actual, he has a podcast. And it's related to an Uber guy. The title is like Uber guy, something like that. And
Uber Asian guy, I think, right?
So
nah,
it,
I'm just kidding.
He goes ahead and talks about his experience and everything, all sorts of things like that. But
that's interesting. I would like to kind of know more details of like, what's the experience of an Uber guy in general? You know, it doesn't matter by
a lot of driving.
I imagine. No, but I mean, you know, because racism seems to be a big thing and everyone either is racist or not. And I'm obviously not. You're not. We are not. But there's people out there that are. And I just want, you know, it's kind of interesting to see, okay, whatever race you are, which doesn't matter. But if you are a driver, it's kind of like one of those things that, like, you know, what are going through somebody's thoughts and, you know, and are they saying anything, you know, or, you know, it's like the experience of a Uber driver in general.
Wow, that made no sense. Thanks for sharing that, Chameleon.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Yeah, I think you made my ears bleed a little bit.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's just, it's one of those things.
Yeah.
No, he talks about his experiences, but most importantly, there's a lot of driving. See, if you work for Uber, I'm guessing you never really have time to go and do all the fun things.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're always driving when there are big events going on, like concerts and so forth. Are you there?
I'm here. I'm listening.
Okay. It seems concerts. Like you're concentrating on the mic a little too much.
Well, if it just wouldn't be swinging around a lot, it's kind of weird. But yeah, okay. I'm all right.
He has a terrible OCD problem, you guys.
You down with OCD?
Yeah, you know me.
Yeah, oh, come on. Where's the energy? Where is the energy?
He makes me say it every time.
Come on. Yeah, you know me. Ugh. Come on. Where's the energy? I am very OCD. Everything has to just be perfect, aligned. My paper has to be straight. My phone needs to be straight. Everything
charged to 100%.
Charged to 100. If it's below, I need to charge it back up. This water is bugging me because it's like, you know, still full. And it's just so
It's like
weird.
Full but not full?
Yeah.
Gosh.
Everything.
A day in the life of an OCD.
That would be interesting.
Yeah.
That would be interesting. You guys would buy it and listen, watch it, whatever.
Try it. Tic-tac-toe it. Well, man, you've heard of the stories that are going around, right, in the news lately with Omarosa. Do you even know who she is?
Wasn't that like a Republican or something? Omarosa?
I believe she is a Republican.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so she is notorious for reality shows. She just left the Big Brother house show where, if you don't know, you're monitored 24/7. There are cameras everywhere.
Everywhere.
And you live in, like, this bunk where you don't see the daylight. It's just you're secluded in the studio.
Okay.
It's weird. But anyways, so Omarosa has come forward this week with tapes that she apparently has of Donald Trump and secret recordings and with General Kelly and all these things that are going on. Now, Omarosa is really hard to watch.
Okay.
But I can't look away. It's just like she brings this drama and this intensity and she's sort of like the person that people love to hate. I don't hate her.
Right.
I think she is a very complicated person, especially when she was on The Apprentice, Celebrity Apprentice.
Mm-hmm.
And Piers Morgan was on, and it was really hard to watch. She actually dumped an alcohol drink over him.
Whoa.
Yeah, and he was being nothing but nice to her, and she just kept pushing his buttons. It was really, really just rude and very strange behavior. But he says that she, behind the scenes, she had propositioned him for sex.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sort of like, you know, she just really wants to win. She's one of those people that will do anything to come out winning.
Yeah.
So it's not really a shock that she's doing what she's doing right now. I do believe that she was abruptly, in a sense, fired from the White House. She claims that, oh, well, it was a contract. I was going to leave after the 1 year, whatever. I'm pretty sure she was hoping to stay. And then she's taking vendetta with these tapes because, you know, it's just she's sour about being let go. And I'm sure she did see a lot.
Yeah.
But she's hard to watch. But she did say, that Donald Trump has finally met his match. That was badass. Ooh. That was a badass line, I thought. So it's just, I don't know. What do you think? What do you think?
Well, it doesn't really matter what I think. You know, this is way above my pay grade. You know, it's one of those things that, like, you know, she's a very complicated woman. And I know that nothing against women, but her specifically, you know, she kind of has too much baggage, got too many problems going on. And she's, like you said, dedicated to win. She'll do anything what it takes. And that's a good and bad kind of quality, if you want to call it. So it's one of those things that, like, there's a lot of people that do that, that, like, I will do what it takes. I will screw every person out here just to get to the top, or I will, you know, hurt people as I move up to the top. And it's just like, you know, that's not the way to go. Can't we all just get along? I'm all about just working together, and then you can kind of grow that way. And that's how, you know, we can all kind of help each other to move up to the top or wherever you want to be in the food chain, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, well, to each his own.
To each his own. But you know what? This is going to turn into a movie. I can just see it. And my question was, who's going to play Omarosa?
Ooh.
And I know just who.
Okay.
Laverne Cox.
I'm sorry. I don't think we can use that word on the radio.
So she is a transgender actress.
Okay.
And she got her breakthrough role on Orange is the New Black, the Netflix original. And she's a great actress. And honestly, I can really, really just see her playing Omarosa. So I'm just throwing it out there.
All right.
I am predicting Laverne Cox to be the right actress to portray Omarosa.
Sending that out to the universe.
Sending it out.
Got it.
I think she would be perfect.
Yeah.
It's like she's the one.
Got it.
But now, we're going to go ahead and play.
Come on, Smithers. Your timing. Just get the timing right. Jeez.
We're going to go ahead and dive into the top stories. Whoa.
Top stories. Yeah.
What are the top stories, Camille?
Well, Aretha Franklin has passed. She was a great singer. I really enjoyed her.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I need a moment. Goodwill, but before we get into Aretha, real quick, I just sad that that happened, but we have a big thing about her. But Goodwill.
What?
Tell me about the Goodwill.
You're making no sense, Chameleon. Anyhow, I think what you're referring to is yesterday I was told that Goodwill has a terrible smell.
Oh, really?
And it smells like stinky feet.
Oh.
I was told by someone, and then I'm just like,
all the Goodwills?
I don't know, but it seems like they're just trying to be like the next Forever 21. So they're selling their clothes for, like, she told me they're now selling clothes for what, like $10 a pop. I mean, that's something you see at Forever 21, but they're new. I mean, they're not brand name.
Yeah.
It seems like they're really just trying to.
They're overcharging.
They're trying to make these, most are elderly people. They go to Goodwill. And they're trying to make them, like, pay for what, everything that there is.
Yeah.
That Goodwill is, like, the whole company to stay afloat or something. So anyways, I actually would not donate anything to Goodwill. I would just go in and go ahead and donate it to Salvation Army or just a shelter.
Right. Really,
where people can get it for free instead of having your 15-year-old coat being sold for, like, $15. I mean, it's just highly overpriced.
No, I agree. It's weird. I actually used to work at a Goodwill.
You used to work at a Goodwill?
Well, all right. I dedicated some free time. I volunteered.
You volunteered?
All right. Fine. I had some type of, what do you call that? Where you get in trouble with the law and you got to do some community service.
Community hours.
Community hours.
See, I knew I was missing something.
Yeah, I was a bad boy. What you gonna do?
When they come for you.
Yep. I was, I did some, you know, stuff in the past. We won't mention what it is. It involved a tire iron. Anyways, no, I'm just kidding. But yeah, they sent me to a Goodwill from all places. You know, I was like, please just take me to jail. I'd rather be in jail, please. But they put me in a Goodwill to do some community service. And I did it for, I want to say maybe a week or two. I paid my dues. That's all I needed was like a couple weeks. Lucky me, right? But yeah, I saw the prices on everything. And it's like the way they did the process is just some people dropped their clothes and a bunch of stuff. And it was all dirty. And they just dumped it into this big bin. And I took it and I had to organize everything. And then it went on the shelves. And it was that. They didn't really wash them. They didn't do anything. There was no cleaning whatsoever. They just dumped it and then put it back on the shelf. And it's just like, okay, I'm just going with the process. I'm just doing my hours at this point. But it's one of those things. And then they overprice it. I saw the prices on there. I'm like, really? No one uses, you know, VCRs anymore. And they're pricing it at like 10, 15 bucks. And it's like, and there's no power cord. There's no power cord. Oh, it's just a thing. So I'm going to have to go on Amazon or something to try to figure it out. No. No, thank you.
Yeah, I don't know what's their ultimate goal. I mean, I know that they provide jobs for people that are actually in need, you know, especially people with that have gotten out of jail, which is very difficult for them to find a job. You know, that's very hard at times. So they go ahead and help them out with that. So that's great. But yeah, I mean, at whose expense? Anyways, moving on. Aretha Franklin has indeed passed on.
Yes.
And turns out that TCB, Taking Care of Business, was abbreviated and used in the 1960s, 1970s. And so with Elvis Presley, he used the abbreviation for his backup band, which was inspired by her.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's a fun fact.
Yeah.
Also, I didn't know this, that Aretha Franklin, she was the first inductee into the Hall of Fame, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And
wow, rock and roll, huh?
Woo, woo.
Well, I mean, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is more for rock and roll stars, you know, but she was more gospel, kind of like that whole Motown feel, you know, so she was more into that side. But that's interesting. I guess, you know, they kind of just open it up to all genres.
Yeah, they've been doing that for a while.
They have they? Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's cool.
You don't know that.
Yeah. I now I do. So you enlightened me. Thank you.
You're welcome. You learn something new every day. But yeah, so it's... Cummings putting his foot on the table.
Oh, jeez. All right.
She became pregnant at 12 years old.
Wow.
Which is...
That is way too young. I mean, that right there is statutory rape.
Well, whoever, we don't know what happened.
Back in the 50s and 60s.
Well, you 60s don't know and what 70s.
70s and 80s.
Well, anyways, that's a fun fact about her, which is... I was shocked when I heard about that. But, you know, we don't know the details behind it. And there's nothing more that's all pretty much that I could find about that. And I know that she lost her parents.
That's right.
She is a self-taught pianist.
Her mother first.
Which is amazing.
And then later her father.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was the queen of soul. Now, fun.
Queen of soul.
Fun reading. Yesterday on social media, I read that she died on the same date that Elvis Presley died.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? The same date?
Right. So that's odd.
Yeah.
So the king and queen live on.
Ooh. And it's kind of funny because of the fact that you mentioned before that kind of correlates to each other. You know, they died on the same date, and he was inspired by her by, you know, having his, you know, taking care of business, band, TCB. So that's interesting.
Well, she'll definitely live on. Her music will always live on.
Yes.
Now, moving forward to Kevin Spacey's new film, The Billionaire Boys Club.
Yeah.
How ironic that it is named Boys Club after he was accused of being inappropriate with
boys.
It opened at $126.
That's
at
it?
10 selected theaters across the country. And only $9 were generated at Antioch. Is it?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that?
Antioch.
Do you need some water?
Need some water? California.
Kind of cotton mouth? Or what are you trying to say here?
Town at AMC Deer Valley 16. They generated $9, which means that only one person showed up.
Whoa.
To this particular theater to watch this particular movie.
That is crazy.
I know that the people behind the film were trying to, in a statement, they said that they hoped that people would not hold Kevin Spacey's allegations against the film. But apparently...
it kind of did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Hollywood wants nothing to do with this guy.
It's pretty sad. I mean, you know, you kind of do it to yourself. I mean, you do something and the allegation starts happening and it's spread around the media and everyone just starts pulling out, you know, and it's just, it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate. It's kind of weird because like they have some really good actors in there. For instance, there's a gentleman named of Taron Egerton. Now, little fun fact about him. It's kind of weird because his mother made a mistake. It's kind of weird. It's like, you know, the mother made a mistake with his name in spelling it. So like on the birth certificate or the way that she spelled it, it was supposed to be Taron, T-A-R-A-N.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like, you know, I guess it means like thunder, something like that. But apparently she just spelled it T-A-R-O-N, Taron.
So she didn't know how to spell his name.
Basically. I kind of just made a mistake and then she just kept it. So that's how his name is now. So there's no significance to Taron. It's, you know, T-A-R-O-N.
Fascinating. So, don't care.
Oh, okay.
So
bless you.
Thanks. On AMC, news about AMC and their popular subscription.
Well, actually, I think we have a clip. Don't you want to hear the clip of the Kevin Spacey movie? I mean, I kind of looked into it.
No.
And I would buy a ticket and check it out.
I boycott it.
Yeah, let's go take a look.
I just
take
said
a
I
listen.
Boycott.
Why'd you boycott it?
You would watch this film.
I would. I don't know.
What's the difference
Shame on
between
you.
A bad guy and a good guy who does bad things? Where's the line between white lie and outright evil?
Where's the line?
Where's the line? Eyes out.
Do you remember
I'm trying
Joe
to listen.
I was telling you about?
Joe is a genius.
I would love to hear your investment strategy.
Yeah.
Gentlemen,
how about we make some new money?
The BBC.
The Billionaires Boys
the only difference
Club.
Between high-risk investing and a Ponzi scheme. How it all ends.
Strange is putting the headphones down, put her fingers in her ear.
We'll never be the same.
I hope you washed your hands.
The Billionaire Boys.
Billionaire Boys.
Have you driven a new car before?
This car is worth more than my apartment.
Well, that's great. I don't know. It's based on a true story. I like movies like
it's
that. I'm just interested.
Story.
You know what? I think I might... I'm not supporting Kevin Spacey, really. I just kind of think the movie will be kind of interesting. You know, I like kind of like when people make billions of dollars over something, but it's based on a true story regarding like, you know, fraud and all that other good stuff. So I don't know, from 126, how much is a rate of now for each ticket?
You know what? If you go to a movie theater, but wait a minute.
I'll
support. Very selected theaters. You're going to have to drive up to Antioch, California.
God, you need some water? I mean, come on. Do you need a moment?
You're going to have to drive up there, wherever this AMC Deer Valley 16 is. I don't even know where that's at. But wherever
it is. Deer Valley 16, okay.
You're going to have to drive up there.
Road trip.
And see, and I think that you should ask them to give you a discount.
They should, because I drove all this way to watch this movie.
No one's watching this film. How about we cut it $5 even?
There you go.
You could do that.
That'd be pretty sweet if I end up going on like a Sunday or something like that, where it's like half price anyways. Some theaters do that on a weekend.
And you could also request complimentary popcorn.
Ooh, there you go. Well, I hate popcorn, so.
Oh, that's right, you do.
I don't. It gets stuck in your teeth. You smile, you got popcorn teeth. It's not attractive to the ladies at all, or the men, anybody. You know? If I'm smiling, hey, I got popcorn on my mouth, teeth.
Well, I like popcorn. It tastes good.
Interesting.
It tastes good.
Yeah?
Yeah. No, but you know what? I think it's a great snack when you're watching a gross horror film so you don't puke.
Oh, there you go.
Because popcorn, it's not something, you know, it's not like real food. But speaking of theaters, AMC, it is surpassing MoviePass. It's succeeding with their new subscription that they have. AMC Stubs A-List, I am an AMC Stub member.
Ooh,
and they created this AMC Stubs A-List where you can watch 3 movies a week for only $19.95 a month.
$19.95.
A really good deal.
Yeah.
Including IMAX and 3D and all that, which is fun. But MoviePass is dying in numbers. So this past few weeks.
Uh-huh.
Talked about MoviePass. You remember?
I don't even remember yesterday.
What you had for breakfast.
What I had for breakfast this morning. So
I did mention how MoviePass kind of just takes away from the film experience and going into film, and, you know, and how all these other potential companies are trying to rob people of that in a sense. But MoviePass has set so many restrictions. Like, for example, you can't watch certain big blockbuster films.
Okay.
If you're a MoviePass holder.
Okay.
So you wouldn't be able to, and you can only watch few selected films at selected theaters, selected movies. It's just too much. So it's dying now. It's going to go bye-bye. I mean, MoviePass.
It's going to go bye-bye-bye.
Bye-bye-bye. MoviePass is just, it was a fad, you know. It was an experiment. It failed.
Okay.
It's long gone. So
well, that's pretty sad.
It's unfortunate for
unfortunate,
them.
Unfortunate, yeah.
But I feel like I'm glad that AMC is stepping it up, and they did see an increase in sales of 1 million.
One million
people, they estimate, just pretty much they're taking advantage of this new AMC Stubs A-List subscription.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's increased 1 million. That's not bad at all.
Yeah.
We're going to go ahead and now announce the A-hole of the week, because it's that time.
The A-hole of the week, yep.
You can go ahead and check it out on our website.
Okay. StrangeChameleonShow.com.
StrangeChameleonShow.com. But thing is, okay, it is a doctor who violated his patients while heavily sedated. Isn't that terrible?
Yeah.
Yeah. You sound just like Keanu Reeves right now.
Oh, really?
Whoa.
No, that's horrible.
It's really sad. But I think, you know, with the whole scandal, that doctor at USC coming out, and there are so many things. I think it just proves that you can't trust anyone, and you always need to have your guard up, in a sense. Just definitely have, just don't trust someone just because they wear a certain title, is all I'm saying.
Okay.
You know, just because if someone's a cop or a doctor, just proceed with caution and be aware that they lurk. The killer lurks.
That's just sick, though. You know, it's like you can never trust doctors because of things like this. When people can continue to do certain things like this, it's just, it's sad that, like, now we have to question doctors. And
well, you don't always have to question doctors.
The point I'm making is, just
be aware. That's all.
Just be aware. Okay.
Personal jinx.
Excuse me?
Never mind.
You know, it kind of reminds me, funny that you mentioned that, that a tarantula spider can actually survive for more than 2 years without food.
What?
Yeah. So random. It's kind of like exactly what you were talking about. So it correlates to each other.
That's so random.
What?
Those are Snapple facts, by the way.
Oh, why you got to give it up?
It's not that they can't see it. Snapple facts. Oh, I almost caught
it. You almost caught it. How dare you give away my secrets.
That's why we buy Snapple. Yeah. To learn stuff. No, I'm not going to throw it.
Okay.
So, yeah, let's get to... It's that time. Celebrity... What's it called?
Well, it's a game that we're going to kind of play with you guys here.
Yes.
And it's called... It's the Wheel of Celebrity Impression Karaoke Game. Yeah.
Wow, that's a really long name.
I was trying to figure out... I'm going to put... more into it. I don't know. Smithers came up with it, and I was like, let's just roll with it.
Damn it, Smithers.
Damn it, Smithers.
When are we going to fire that guy?
Well, we're looking for a replacement, so. But, yeah, it should be pretty cool.
Okay, what is the name again?
All right. It's the Wheel of Celebrity.
Of Celebrity.
Impressions. Doing karaoke.
Why can't you just call it Celebrity Impression Karaoke?
Game.
Celebrity Impression Karaoke.
All right, we can go for that. That's fine. Wheel. It doesn't really matter.
Celebrity Impression Karaoke Game Wheel.
Yeah. Well, basically, we're going to spin a wheel. And Facebook Live, it's
right here.
It's right here. Okay, if you guys can see. I'm going to spin the wheel. And then whatever it lands on, it's going to land on a celebrity. And that celebrity needs to sing a famous song that's out there. So we'll kind of give it a shot and see how it goes.
Oh, boy.
All right, here we go. Let's get this situated here. All righty. Here we go. Okay.
What does it say?
So we have...
Because you have that bionic vision.
I know.
I don't.
It's actually... So we have... What is it? It's so hard. It's like very small print here.
It's
that on this wheel.
Really
imaginary.
Small print.
So we have... We have Keanu Reeves. Okay, so it's Keanu Reeves singing Billie Jean by Michael Jackson.
Whoa. That should be a good one.
Yeah?
Okay.
So let's try this out here. All right, let's get Keanu Reeves here. Whoa. Whoa. Hello. Not my lover. She's just a girl. I am the one. The kid's not my son. Whoa. But I am the one.
You're, yeah.
I'm Neo. I'm Neo.
Yeah, that was pretty good. I like that one. Let's spin that wheel.
All right, let's spin the wheel again. All righty. All righty. We have...
Ray Romano.
Ray Romano singing Respect.
R-E-S-P-C-T.
All right. Well, that's going to be a tricky one. You want to take that, Strange?
No, I don't. You can go ahead and try being...
Okay, let's try it.
Baby, I got it.
What you need, do you know I got it? All I'm asking
is for a little respect when you come home.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Find out what it means to me. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Take care, T-C-B. Ow.
All right. This is going well.
This is going well.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Let's do one more here.
One more. Two more.
Two more. Oh, okay. You're having more fun than I. Nah, I'm just kidding. All righty. So we have Kristen Stewart singing Baby One More Time by Britney Spears.
Okay. Okay, I think I got this.
You want to take this?
I'm going to go ahead and take it. Okay.
All right, let's go.
Okay. My loneliness is like, I don't know, like killing me. I must confess, oh my gosh, I don't know. This is kind of weird, you guys. Okay. Give me a sign. Hit me, baby, one more time. Oh my gosh. I mean, she's so great. Like, it's amazing.
Wow. That was awesome. Yeah. That was cool.
It would be like that.
It would be kind of like that, yeah. All right, one more here for you kiddos, you strange chameleons out there. Let's do it again. All right. And it stopped on Cardi B singing Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On. Wow.
Okay.
All right. You think you got this? You want to take this or?
I'll go ahead and take it.
I don't even know who Cardi B is, to be honest. Who is she?
She's a rapper. She started off at Love and Hip Hop and became very big, famous. And her Instagram was generating a lot of followers.
Wow. That's fascinating.
They gave her a record.
Label. Interesting.
You asked. Why? You asked.
Wow. I shouldn't have. This is a 4-story building, right? Do you think I can... Think I can make it out?
Yeah. I don't think you can.
I can make it.
Not if you still want. Not if you want an open casket.
Oh, okay. Got it. All right. You ready for this, Strange?
Let me try to channel my inner Cardi B.
Okay. Get the signals going through.
Get the signals going through. Okay. Okay, hit it.
Was that somebody at the door?
No, go.
Okay.
Hit it. Far, wherever you are, I believe that my heart will go on and on. Know what I'm saying? You open the door. I make money moves.
Interesting. That was pretty good. That was pretty good for someone that I have no clue who it is. You know, that sounded spot on.
You know what? And Chameleon is lying right now because he saw an interview on Jimmy Fallon of Cardi B, and he encouraged me to do the Cardi B impression. So there you go.
All right. All right.
You're like one of those kids that like would secretly like Britney Spears songs, but they wouldn't never admit it to their
How
friends.
Dare you? How dare you? There's no way that I love Britney Spears.
It's funny if like if a Britney Spears song comes on and then you just start jamming to it.
That's yeah, funny. Yeah.
But
well, we got some
time again.
Yeah.
To say bye-bye.
No, we got a strange theory going on.
We do.
Yeah, we got some time for some strange theory.
I think we're going to go ahead and take care of it for the next one because we are running short on time. But go ahead, Chameleon.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
All righty. Well, thank you all for listening to the Strange Chameleon Show. And remember, if people want to do you wrong, jam on!
Have a strange night and have a strange dreams.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.